It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We are nearing another deadline to get business done in Washington, which means that, depending on your point of view, we are approaching another spirited display of democracy or another round of dysfunction. Congress has to pass a bill by October 1st to keep the government running. The first attempt to pass that bill in the House without controversy failed. Early this morning, the Republican-dominated House narrowly approved another version of the bill, but in the Democratic-led Senate, Majority Leader Harry Reid says the measure does not include enough money for disaster aid. Kentucky Republican Congressman Hal Rogers says if it doesn't pass, there will be serious consequences.
If the Senate doesn't act on this bill, then, you know, they're going to cause a shutdown of the government, and they're going to cause the FEMA fund to go dry over the weekend.
So a bit of a role reversal here. Republicans now concerned about a government shutdown. Lawmakers had planned to be on recess next week, but that may not happen now. Now, with divisions in Congress deepening, there was one development this week that caught some observers by surprise. Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, the number three Republican in the Senate, announced he's stepping down from that leadership post. NPR's David Wellner reports that says as much about the state of the Senate as it does about the Tennessee lawmaker.
As head of the Senate Republican Conference the last few years, Lamar Alexander was in charge of shaping his party's political message. But while on a fishing trip in Ontario last month, Alexander began drafting a very personal message, which earlier this week he delivered on the Senate floor. The 71-year-old senator said he would be seeking a third term 3 years from now, but would also be quitting his leadership post.
Stepping down from the Republican leadership will liberate me to spend more time trying to work for results on issues that I care the most about.
Tennessee's other Republican Senator Bob Corker hailed Alexander's decision and called it a great day for Tennessee.
I thank you for having the courage to step down from a position that many Republican senators would love to have.
Alexander had already parted ways with fellow GOP leaders on many occasions, voting to put Sonia Sotomayor on the Supreme Court, backing the New START arms treaty, and sponsoring legislation to limit power plant emissions. Congressional expert Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution says Alexander's penchant for bipartisan deal-making seems out of step with his more partisan colleagues.
He is a member of a team whose primary goal is to defeat President Obama. That means all-out opposition. That means banal sort of talking points that get repeated again and again and again. What could be satisfying about the job for someone like Lamar Alexander?
It used to be the case that leadership teams in Congress represented various aspects of their parties, says Vanderbilt University political scientist Bruce Oppenheimer.
But now the parties are so cohesive and so much more polarized that the need to include somebody like Alexander in the leadership is not seen as a political necessity on the Republican side.
Which is why Oppenheimer says Alexander stands little chance of moving into the Senate Republicans' number two spot when it's up for grabs a year from now. Alexander, for his part, dismisses suggestions he might simply be making virtue out of necessity by stepping down as a leader. His primary motive, he says, is to be more effective.
I think this Senate and our country needs more senators whose primary goal is to work for results on the issues they care about and to be willing to do it with senators of the other party. I mean, if I could get 100% Republican solution, I would. But it takes 60 votes in the Senate, and you can't get that with only Republicans or only Democrats.
One of those Democrats is Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. She says she's delighted to see Alexander cutting himself loose from the confines of being a GOP leader, and she hopes he'll join her own efforts to encourage more attempts at compromise.
It seems to be just a lost art up here, and we've got big problems to figure out how to close this deficit, what revenues to raise, what programs to cut. I mean, Democrats are going to have to give up some things, Republicans are going to have to give up some things, and there's just a dwindling number of us sort of willing to even start those discussions.
There is also a dwindling number of the kind of senators regarded as statesmen with the deaths in recent years of Ted Kennedy and Robert Byrd. Alexander seems eager to make his own name as an above-the-fray dealmaker.
I noticed that two of the three Senate office buildings are named for very well-respected senators, Senator Hart, Senator Russell, who were never elected. to leadership by their party.
Alexander says he's decided the best job in the Senate is simply being a senator. David Walnut, NPR News, the Capitol.